Can you sing? Can you dance? Pull a rabbit from your pants? Make a rhyme? Tell a joke? Burp when you drink a Coke?
That's not a talent.
Nope. Jump a hurdle, do a flip, get your dog to do a trick. Top talent.
Top talent.
Play piano, play guitar, hit a ball really far. Are you a superstar? Let's find out who you are. That's the end of this song. It's already too long. Top talent. Everybody.
Top talent.
Top talent. This is my podcast. Can't sing this anymore because the words are too fast. Yeah, I better start the show or I'm not going to last. Top talent. Let's get at it. Top talent.
Welcome to a very special episode of Top Talent, and I'll tell you why. Normally, my podcast is about talent that either resides in the capital region or talent that's coming to the capital region or, talent that used to be in the capital region that left and made it big or blah, blah, blah. But this time I'm stretching the definition a little bit because, well, I was on Facebook and I saw this service. It was called NY Talent Media. I was thinking, oh, well, it's got the word talent in it. Maybe I could interview them. I don't even know what they're about. Well, it turns out that they are an internet radio station, and they only highlight independent artists, you know, with original music. I said, well, this is fantastic. Maybe I could, you know, get them on here and spread the word to all the people living in this area and otherwise who, want to get on radio but can't get on commercial radio. They can get on internet radio. What a great service. So I got in touch with the CEOs of the company. It turns out they're a husband and wife team, and this is my interview with them. It's as simple as that. Please take a listen, especially if you're an independent musician looking to get your stuff out there. This is for you here on
Top Talent.
And I guess the operative word is talent because this is how I kind of stumbled upon New York Talent Media on Facebook. And I wanted to get to the bottom of this. So I I got the CEOs, Ken and Barbara Oransky. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're good.
That's great. That's great.
Thanks for having us.
No, I've been looking forward to this to find out more about what you're doing. I guess we have to kind of define our terms in the beginning here. What is an internet radio station, or what is internet radio? Because that's what we're going to be talking about.
Okay, sure. Essentially, it's just an online station. At least mine is old school radio where we just play music.
Mm-hmm.
We're not on demand or anything like that.
Oh.
To hear us, people basically have several ways. They can tune in on our website. We have players on the first page of our website, nytalentmedia.com. And we also have some apps that people can use to listen to us on their phones.
Yeah, we play on the Zeno Radio app. So you can either tune into our all-genre station, which is NY Talent Media, or NYTM Country Music, or NYTM Rock.
Oh, you have that many formats?
And we also have gospel.
Yes.
Just to round things out.
Do you sleep much?
To be honest, no.
He's changing playlists sometimes at 11 o'clock midnight at night, saying, okay, I've got to change the playlist for tomorrow, because everything is randomized so that everyone gets an equal chance at it being heard. So it's, he doesn't sleep a lot. He checks it during the night to make sure everything's functioning.
So this is a 24-hour endeavor, right? I mean, the station's on
24
hours.
24/7.
Amazing.
And... I'm amazed that I'm able to function.
Well, let's back up here. How did you get started? Do you have a background in radio, or
I know very little about
you guys?
My background is in information technology since 1980, and I've always had an interest in computers, and I love music. And when COVID came along, I really didn't have a heck of a lot to do since I'm retired. And couldn't go anywhere. So I was, after months, trying different things on the computer, mostly playing around with audio software,
right?
Recording studio software, experimenting. And then when that played out, I said, I'd be interesting to find out how an internet radio station works. So I looked into it. Gathered the software. It took a while to get everything into place, and started with that, and it went from there.
Now, when you start a station, okay, you want to start a music station, and
right.
I don't think people understand the complexities of that. You can't just turn it on and start playing Bruno Mars. You can't.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe explain why.
Oh, sure. Originally, I looked into trying to get commercial clearance for copyright. But
right.
It just proved to be way too expensive. I'm talking about you need at least three different clearances, and the first one was $1,250.
A year, not a month.
A year. And there's a lot of restrictions. You can't play one artist after another. You can't play certain number of songs from an album in a certain amount of time.
Mm.
So I said, no, that's not going to work. And
but even if you could, not to interrupt, if you could pay that amount of money, would that be from one record company, or would that be like a blanket for any kind of music?
No. There's three different ones. There's ASCAP, BMI.
Oh, that way.
I think it's CCAM, that kind of thing. So that covers all of them. That
I see through ASCAP. Okay.
And so actually, what happened was I started looking for a company to host the station. In other words, when you have your station, you have the software, and you can transmit the station, but somebody has to be able to broadcast it worldwide on the net. So you look for a hosting company.
I see, and then they would pay the royalties.
Yeah, and then they distribute it. You just relay it to them, and then they go from there. And there's a load of them. And one of the ones I looked at described the problem I was having about trying to find content. And it said, you know, you can ask the artist directly for permission to play the music. I went, oh, I can do that. And then I started looking for artists.
Go door to door? Do you go door to door looking for artists?
Yeah, I had my Fuller brush case with me. And
you can sell vacuum cleaners at the same time. Yeah, you know.
Exactly. No, what happened was, luckily I had to start off, I just to make sure the station was working, I used royalty-free software. I mean, royalty-free music
right.
to play, just to get the kinks out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started looking for artists in earnest, I had a friend who knew someone who had an indie record label. So I got permission from him to broadcast his music. I downloaded... 32?
Yeah, we started out with 32 songs.
32
yeah.
songs, 32 different artists, and they're still playing, as a matter of fact.
That might be hard to fill a 24-hour radio station with 32 songs.
Right.
Right. But you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I said, gee, you know, there's got to be local artists around, and I live on Long Island.
Oh.
And so
whereabouts?
Because
I do too.
In North Babylon, as a matter of fact.
No kidding. I'm from Mattituck originally.
Oh, gee whiz. Small world.
And my wife's from Greenland. But, we'll, you know, we'll do lunch.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Great. So I went to a local record store, Looney Tunes, which you got to be a little crazy to do this anyway. And I took a look at they had a whole section of local artists, local and independent artists. So I inquired about whether I could get some contact information for those artists, and they were kind enough to provide me with a list to start off with. And I contacted about, I don't know, 5 to 8 artists, and they provided music. They were happy to do it. And when I got enough music, I started broadcasting. And then after the broadcasting, we just started advertising on Facebook and other social media, and we started getting more responses. And at this point, we're up to about 97 artists with about 780 tracks.
No kidding.
Yeah, and we're only in business about 11 months. We started on November 23rd
year. Yeah, that was the other thing, getting the business started, because in this business, I think it's safe to say that you're better off having liability protection. Because copyrights can be a little hairy.
Yeah.
So we formed a company, And after the company was formed, we got hold of a recommended web artist who then put together our site and has been maintaining it ever since.
A lot of work, a lot of background work.
A lot of background work. And the amazing thing is all during the COVID, we were able to do this without leaving the house.
That's right.
Except for going to the record store to ask for, you know, information, and that I wore a mask.
Right. So, now, what percentage of these independent artists would you say come from where I'm broadcasting from, or the capital region? Wait a minute. Are you in Long Island right now, or are you up in the capital region?
No, we're in Long Island right now, but we take music from all over. Upstate. You know, we're not relegated to just Long Island. We have artists from all around the state.
Oh God, we have from Niagara Falls. We have
Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie. I'm going through
our records. We came up with a consent form. You know, just to make sure that we get it written that it's okay to broadcast your music. And we had the online law firm bless it, so we know it's proper. And you know, we've been using that.
It's funny. I don't know why, but I was picturing when I saw this originally that you were from our area, upstate New York. I had no idea that this is. You know, this started in Long Island. That's interesting.
Long Island, but we reach worldwide.
Of course.
We have listeners in 52 countries.
Our tracking indicated 52 countries have already tuned into our station.
See, that's,
that's amazing.
I was going to mention that because I have a background in radio. I did 30 years of morning radio up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I always saw, you know, we always get statistics about who's listening and who isn't. But I'll tell you, it was very, compared to internet radio, you can get so exact. It's like podcasting. You can tell where it's coming from, what time they're, you know, listening. And I know there's new software in radio where they can now determine a little bit, you know, where it's coming from. But for a long time, it was a little more nebulous of,
the
ratings. Yeah, but it's so exact. So you know exactly where it's coming from. Now, do the artists, do they get any of them call and say, hey, how is it doing? You know, or do you give them any statistics?
Yeah, but we're kind of, you know, one way. We go out. We don't, you know, unless people send us emails, which we have gotten a lot of.
Right.
You know, we don't get feedback in.
Right.
But what I try to do is be as innovative as possible to help the artists.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we do is we not only display the. Song title and artist name, but I also display their contact information.
You're great.
Along with every song that they play. So if people like what they hear, they can contact the artist directly.
Now, are you interested in getting actual sponsors, you know, commercials, that, or no?
Eventually.
Down the line. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. But our first priority was to build up a database,
mm-hmm.
You know, a nice collection. First, and we've just about reached our goal, so we're going to start using. We've already talked to an advertising agency, which we think we might go with just to get our name out there more.
Sure. Well, that's. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, it's okay. You know, instead of just on social media.
Right. Which is my next question. I went on Wikipedia just for the heck of it and typed in, you know, internet radio, and they had a listing of internet radio stations. They said there's two, this is probably old news, but they said there's 200,000. I probably think there's even more.
Yes.
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 Unbelievable.
There's just a little competition.
Well, why am I talking? I'm doing podcasting, and there's 2 million podcasts. So maybe we're just talking to each other here. I don't know.
Sure. Well, the whole thing is I tried to do something to separate us from the rest of what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what our sole purpose is to help people. I don't have to tell you how difficult it is to get music played on radio.
Absolutely.
I just want to open it up to anyone who wants to. And we played just about every song that an artist will submit. We have a special way of arranging and organizing this.
Yeah.
Let's see, on the all genre station, we have up to 3 slots per artist per day. On the country and the rock, it's up to 5 slots per day. And what we do is, if an artist submits more than their 5 songs, or however many they do, we just rotate them. We play the entire their entire repertoire stretched out over some days, and the randomization has changed each day so that everybody, like I said, gets an equal shot at being heard. And the playlist is we have a long playlist.
Mm-hmm.
The old genre is 168 tracks, and the rock is 129, and the country is 95. But it plays over and over, so that everybody, you know, gets a time slot. And you know, like I said, we just want everybody to be able to be treated equally, as well as given a chance to be heard.
Now, are you listening to the point that you might hear a song that says, "This is so good, I'm going to make this," give it an extra rotation? Are you picking the hits?
No,
you don't do anything like that?
No. I don't do that. What we do is we have what we call spotlight nights.
Okay.
Where we will highlight a particular artist, usually on a Saturday or Sunday night, and devote a block of time to just playing their music, and give them plenty of lead time to put in advertising, on their own.
And we read their bio as well before Spotlight Night starts. So they submit the bio to us so we can actually, tell the public what their career is like. And it's been good. We've gotten very good feedback on it. And we just had a couple of weeks ago, we had scam call.
This is an artist calling, wondering why you're not playing his song.
Actually, it's probably somebody wanting to know that I should extend my warranty, and it's the final notice.
Oh, yeah.
we've gotten very good response to it. And,
our artists span from being brand new to being in the business for 50 years.
Right.
I just got one myself.
Yeah.
Better extend that warranty.
A couple of weeks ago, we had Marty Wendell, who actually in 2020 was nominated for a Grammy for
Americana.
For rockabilly, right?
Yeah.
And
he found out about
recently.
You.
I'm sorry?
And he found out about you.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. So we have a whole range of artists, from artists that have decades of experience to, artists that are just putting out their first CD.
Yeah, the last one was Bobby McClintock, who was big, a while ago. But
in
now
the 80s, early 90s.
And now he's getting back in. And, he's very positive about it. We have very positive experiences from artists.
Actually,
you get a lot of good feedback.
That's a very good point, because you have a lot of artists that were big at one time that can't get on commercial radio anymore, because it's a very scientific, they do a lot of studies, and they'll look at an artist and say, you were good at one time, but I don't think it's going to play with millennials or whatever. They do. It's very scientific, I guess. So you're giving everybody, it's a very good service you're providing. I mean, when you think about it.
Well, we try.
Yeah.
Like I said, we try to innovate. Plus, I'm very into making sure that the sound quality of the station is top-notch.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, on the rock station just yesterday, I upgraded the audio again. We now broadcast in surround over headphones for people who listen with earphones and headphones. There's a little extra ear candy. And I'm also experimenting with upsampling to increase the quality of the audio. So that's running now, and it seems to be stable, which is important. But, we try to innovate. you have to do a little bit more to separate yourself from the rest of the pack.
Sure. Do you pre-listen to these things? All, you know, every single song that comes in, do you actually listen to it?
No,
you can't.
Not every one.
Right.
We listen to it a sampling, and usually, to be quite frank, we rarely run into a bad song.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all our songs, I think maybe one or two we played for a while and then stopped because it kind of. You have a momentum in the music, and then suddenly it grinds to a halt when you play a particular
right
song that isn't quite up to the other rest of the standard.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, that's only been one or two cases.
Mm-hmm. And I know from radio that you know they worry about tempo too. Like you know the program directors will say, you know, we don't want to play too many slows in a row. We don't want to play too many. They'll say, don't play too many females in a row. I'm like, what?
Well, I don't listen to many studies.
Yeah, they can drive you crazy, but there's a lot of them.
Yeah, but I basically want to do it the way I want to do it.
Okay.
And that's
good.
So, you know, and so far I haven't heard any complaints from our artists.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to be working. Well, like I said, you know, we have four stations now. The gospel is a little different. The gospel is I'm doing it in collaboration with another gentleman who runs the Gospel Music Connection. He supplies the music. I supply the technical know-how and the distribution of the music through the net.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little different. We don't have slots. He just provides the music, and I play it the way he wants it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving that a shot.
You know, I'm thinking back again to all the conversations we used to have and how, I was on the station for 30 years. And I remember one time, one of the engineers came in and said, do you know there's a guy, and they said to me, Richie, in your neighborhood that has his own radio station? This is like, had to be 20 years ago or even more. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, he broadcasts on like low band, really low band. and he does it from his house, and it's a low current station, and you can only get it like 1,000 feet from his house. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, so I went.
Actually, that's pretty common.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people doing, you know, and again, being commercial radio back then, we'd go, yeah, right, like this guy's going to get anywhere. And now this is, I can see this, you know, it's starting to grow. And they may have said that about internet radio, looking at it like, oh, my God, you know, this is never going to compete with us. But all these little diversions from commercial radio have got to be waking them up, right?
Right. Oh, I hope so. Yeah. Not waking up too much. I just hope that, you know, people will tune into our station a little bit more The reason why I went with the old school and not music on demand is because how do you know what you want to listen to?
Right, right.
Especially if they're new artists, or this way, I wanted to come up with a commercial that said, "Don't listen to the station; you might hear something you like."
yeah, it but, gives you more range. That's right. Cause yeah.
So I just play whatever, and this way people might hear something that they actually didn't think they were going to enjoy.
And you know, one other thing that you don't realize how internet radio has influenced commercial radio. I left 4 years ago, but I remember the conversation that they were saying that, you know, these towers, these broadcast towers, cost so much money for them. They're probably scratching their heads going, you know something? We don't need a tower anymore. All we need is to make it an internet radio station.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I was amazed as to how cheap it is just to broadcast like that.
Right.
So I said, what the heck? Why not? The biggest expense is legal expense every year.
Right.
And that's about it. But like I really think you need the protection though. That's something that's important.
No, you definitely do. Yep.
Well, we have every artist sign a consent form, basically saying that they own the copyrights to the song. So if there's any, they're indemnifying us in case there are any copyright issues out there for the song.
Sure. Yeah. You've got to be a lawyer as much as a internet radio station.
Oh, boy.
Right.
You really do.
That was a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, we did have lawyers, you know, approve our consent form and, you know, saying, okay, you're protected. Because you never know. Somebody can claim, oh, this is my song, and yet it's somebody else, and all of a sudden they say, hey, you're broadcasting my song. I never gave you permission for that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm
so,
sure. It opens you up.
Yes.
Yep.
So, you know, that was our first order of business, was to say, okay, how do we protect ourselves from copyright issues?
Sure.
And so we seem to have that under control. Thank God we have no issues with that so far. And
I hope you never do.
I hope we never do either.
Now, one extra thing. I also have a background in doing jingles. Now, I don't see you having a jingle on here. You know, now what is it?
No.
So there's a standard name for all four stations. It's just called New York Talent Media, or do you... Do you have like a separate name for the country? Go ahead.
Slightly different. The all genre station was the original station is New York Talent Media. You can search on the Zeno radio app for that, and it'll come up. You know, if you type in New York Talent Media, the rock station is NYTM Rock to differentiate, and then the country music is NYTM Country Music.
Oh, okay. I'm writing this down.
And one of the reasons why I went with Zeno is that, number one, believe it or not, I ran into trouble getting an app for Apple. They don't like, they want you to have that piece of paper, you know, from the copyright clearance companies.
Oh.
They want a document.
Gotcha.
And I couldn't provide that, so I couldn't get it. But I went with the Zeno, which has an iOS app, and on top of that, that one app can access all our stations.
So it's Zeno, Z-I-N-O.
Z-E-N-O.
Oh, Z-E-N-O. All right, so people will download the Zeno app.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Then you type in New York Media, like New NYTM Rock, to get the station.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going
to...
And it comes up. So you either type in NY Talent Media, not one word, just NY space talent space media will come up with the all genre. NYTM space rock comes up with the rock station. And NYTM space country space music comes up with the country music.
Gotcha.
And you can save them all and then listen to whatever you want to at whatever time.
So you don't want a jingle. Boy, I mean, like nytalentmedia.com, you know, or
that's an idea.
That's an idea. We're to be honest, we're pretty inexperienced with this. So we were happy to get the music and get the music up and running and get the music playing, much less, you know, have a jingle. That's something to consider.
That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
It would.
Your country music authority, NYTM, countrymusicrock.com. No, that's a little too much.
Yeah.
No, that's actually kind of cool. I like
that. Close enough.
Well, you remember all the great jingles from the 60s, like WABC. I don't know how old you folks are.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Someday.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we're watching ourselves grow.
That's
we
right.
actually
That's right.
grew more than we thought we would. And, you know, November 23rd will be our one-year anniversary of being broadcasting. Yeah. So we're going to change. We started out from one station to now having three. And
plus the gospel. Don't forget the gospel.
And plus
That's
gospel.
Four.
So
That's four.
Actually four. Yes,
mm-hmm.
correct.
That's right.
And that's all in the span of 11 months, you know, with... basically minimal expense on our part. We're basically using our own funds to finance this.
Wow.
And
when you don't have a lot, you learn how to do a lot with a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Now, let's say, and hopefully I'm going to put this on my Facebook page, and we have a local artist that listens and says, wow, I got to get in touch with this New York Talent Media. And so what do they do?
Mm-hmm.
How do they contact you?
The easiest thing to do, well, is either to go on our website and we have the whole thing about how it works.
Okay.
There's a page on that. But to simplify things, if you just send an inquiry to nytalentmedia@yahoo.com, we can send you the consent form and explain the whole thing.
Okay.
We have a whole explanation as to how everything works, including how the playlists work.
Great. I'm sure.
Yeah, we have, they can send us music files. They can send us a CD. The consent form you can print from the website as well.
Making it very handy, and I'm going to spread this around, being that my podcast is called Top Talent. Hopefully,
yeah, well,
I get local talent listening to this. They'll get to you, and it'll be a beautiful internet world we're creating here.
Sure. No, it's a great idea. I'm glad you saw it. Like I said, we're relatively new, so my tax person says that it's going to take a couple of years before we get an actual following. So, you know, we're just hanging in there,
yeah,
and doing what we do and see where it goes.
Well,
we do have a large group of loyal listeners. We really do,
even in Canada.
We have a very loyal following in Canada, and it's amazing. Ken keeps a list of all the countries that we've been heard in, and some of them are really surprising, like Iran and exactly. So somebody in Iran was actually listening to our station. like, how did they even find out about it? It is amazing how the word just spreads, or you're just found out there on the web.
And my last guest on my podcast was somebody I met. We were talking online about a piece of software, and he's from Pakistan, and we've become really good friends. And I interviewed him, you know, in my basement here from Albany, New York. We're talking in Pakistan. We did a Zoom call, and played the guitar on it and everything. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It really
it is
amazing. Yep. Well,
but
Ken,
it gives us such a happy feeling, too, to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, especially, you know, when you get emails that thank us for doing this, that nobody else is doing it.
Yeah.
We know nobody else is doing it. That's why we did it.
That's right.
And you know, that they're how happy they are to be able to have their music played. And we're happy to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrific.
You know, keeps us busy.
Yeah. And about, I would say about 50% of our artists are from upstate.
No
so
kidding.
We do have quite a few in the upstate area.
So Facebook definitely worked for you, because that's how I found you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It did work. We're discovering new groups to join.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you found us. We went into, Barbara actually handles the Facebook end. We split it down the middle. She handles the business end. I handle the technical end.
Right.
We're not both going crazy at the same time.
Maybe we should pass the word to Mark Zuckerberg. There is a few positive reasons to use Facebook. For all the negative that's coming out right now, we found a positive.
Yes, we don't use any algorithms to generate anger among our audience.
That's right. Music doesn't generate anger.
Let's not go there.
That's right.
Let's not bite the hand that feeds us.
Exactly. Yeah. Mark, if you're listening, you know, please keep listening to New York Talent Media.
Yeah.
Well, Barbara and Ken.
Anybody else, keep listening to nytalentmedia.com.
Barbara and Ken, thank you so much for, I'm going to spread the word.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
We will share your podcast on our site as well.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes, please do.
New York Talent Media, your internet radio station.
Hope you enjoyed our discussion, and I hope it's a help to you. Hope you can get your stuff out there and be heard all around the world there. Now, you know, they mentioned during the interview that they were interrupted by one of those telemarketers trying to push extended warranties. This happens to me all the time, and I finally made a song about it. We were sitting down for dinner, enjoying everything. And as I took my first bite, my phone began to ring. Put down my fork and knife and grabbed the iPhone in my hand. And then we traded pleasantries, which is something I can't stand. The woman started blabbing quite incessantly. I wanted to hang up real fast, but she sweet-talked me. She dug for information and said conclusively, your car's a desperate need of an extended warranty. Warranty, warranty. She tried to sell me an extended warranty. Can I have your make and model? I responded forcefully. You should know that answer. You reached out to me. If you don't have the info, then it's hard for me to see. How do you know my car needs an extended warranty? Warranty, warranty. How do you know my car needs an extended warranty? I was proud of my usage of reverse psychology. Thought that would end the problem, and she'd stop bothering me. My meal was getting colder, and I wished her good day. That makes it sound so easy, but there's more she had to say. She said, "Thank you for your time, but before you're off the phone, I have a way for you to repay your delinquent college loan." I said, "Nice try, but I paid mine in 1973. Get off the phone, I don't need your loan or extended warranty. Warranty, warranty. I don't need your extended warranty." And I'm recording this call for quality assurance. How about that?
Top Talent.
Thanks for listening, and please subscribe and leave a comment. He reads them in bed. It makes him very happy.